June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Have a scheduled guest, ESPN National Recruiting Director for Boys Basketball, Paul Biancardi, has agreed to join us here. It's a draft night in the world of sports, and we're looking forward to the acquisition of Cooper Flagg at 877-881-1053. If you have thoughts on that or anything else, don't be shy. Jump in here on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Just go ahead and leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous here in the G-Bag Nation. It is an exciting day once again for Rangers and their fans. After getting the win last night in Baltimore in exciting fashion, 6-5, they're back at it tonight, and flipping Jacob DeGrom is on the hill. So that's going to be an awful lot of fun, and hopefully they can, you know, get one of these games going where they don't have to score a lot of runs, although it would be pretty awesome if they could. Okay, let me jump into this segment right here. We'll talk a little bit more basketball with you. Kyrie Irving signing 3 years, $119 million. The talk on MFFL Twitter is actually, this is Nico saying, I'm the one in charge, right? Oh, Kyrie, you're going to opt out and you want $120 million for 3 years? Let's do $119. Is there a big difference in that $600,000 a year? No. But is it Nico wanting to create this, you know, Nico world out of the Mavericks? I think that would be the thought. I think that's what people are wondering right now. But it's freaking awesome that Cooper Flagg is joining the team tonight. And other than that, we actually have, you know, some local guys. Of course, Trey Johnson, Lake Highlands, UT. And then VJ Edgecombe at Baylor, Liam McNeely, Richardson Pierce, and John Paul in Plano, I think, before he went to the big academy, a spot that he had. But it's going to be a big night, not only for the Mavs and Cooper Flagg, but for a number of people and families with Texas ties. As Paul Biancardi from ESPN joins us now here on 105 through the Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Man, we're doing so good. As you can imagine, just an unbelievable lead up for Mavs and their fans. We were just talking. Can you help us out with this? Does Cooper Flagg start year one? What position would he most likely play here for our Mavs?
Yes, he'll start year one with a veteran team. With Kyrie Irving out, I think he won't see time as a point guard, but he'll see time heavily as a playmaker. I think the Mavs have to get someone in free agency to fill in that spot. But yes, I think he should start. I think he will start. Mentally, he can do it. Physically, he can do it. Not the strongest guy in the world. Most kids are not out of college. But the game, the approach, the athleticism is all ready for the NBA.
How does his game and the polish compare as far as being in position, not turning it over? Like, and what are the differences at his age? Okay, I'm up there. Paul. Okay, so I was an adult when Kobe and KG and Jermaine O'Neal and that last wave of high schoolers came in, and I just felt like they were significantly less prepared. Flagg's at 18, but he's got the year of college. What do you think?
No, he's prepared. Look, he's been preparing for this moment his whole life. He was the number one player on my rankings board in the ESPN 100. You don't get to be number one just on talent alone. Like, his athleticism is built in. And his IQ for the game is what keeps him on the court along with his scoring ability. He can score the ball in the post, mid-range, and from three, gets to the free throw line because he's very aggressive. But it's his playmaking and his defense that you guys are going to be so impressed with. Like, his shot blocking ability on the weak side is real, and his playmaking ability, if he had the choice to make a three-point shot or an assist, I think Cooper Flagg would want to make the assist. So he brings versatility to the game. A mature attitude is what's going to keep him on the court and make him improve. He's special because he's different. Like, a lot of number one guys are entitled. Cooper Flagg has no entitlement in his body. He's a humble superstar, and he's only concerned about winning. And when I say superstar, he makes winning plays to help you win. As he gets older, stronger, and understands the NBA game even faster, his shooting is going to get better. It already has. I wouldn't count on him making threes, but I wouldn't leave him alone if I was the opposition. And a great finisher in transition. Look, he doesn't have any weaknesses. He just needs things he has to improve on.
So what are the areas that you think he needs to improve upon most? And we were just having that conversation with Kyrie out for as long as he's going to be next year. Like, is Cooper Flagg a guy that you think could carry the point responsibility for the Mavs?
I think he can help them, yes, without question. Again, I think you have to get somebody in free agency to be a true point guard, and then Cooper Flagg can play off of him. But look, he played the point guard this year at Duke. I mean, top five team in the country, Final Four team. Everybody was coming at him from a defensive perspective. He played pick and roll so well with Kaman Malawach and Con Knipple. So can he handle it? Probably not right away very well, but I think Jason Kidd is going to quickly see that Cooper Flagg can pick things up from a IQ standpoint. And he's so unselfish. He's such an accurate passer. He's such a willing passer that he can absolutely plug himself into a playmaking reserve backup type of point guard until Kyrie comes back. And then when Kyrie comes back, Cooper Flagg can play wherever he wants, more of a small forward type of player. What does he have to work on? One-on-one defense. Definitely has to work on that at the pro level. And his outside shooting has to be more consistent. Again, I wouldn't leave him open, but he's going to struggle early behind the arc.
So having recruited for as long as you have, I think as listeners and fans, we're always looking for like a comp. Is there anybody that you've ever recruited that you think is comparable to Cooper Flagg?
I've been asked that question so many times, and he truly is a unique comp. He's a little bit of different guys, if you will. Defensively, he has that Scottie Pippen in him as he gets older, like the ability to deny the wing, not let his man catch the ball, lock a guy up defensively, shot-blocking prowess from the weak side. He has the intangibles on defense, great anticipation like Scottie did. Now, I'm not saying he's Scottie Pippen-like, but he's Scottie Pippen-like defensively, and I think that's where he's going to shine. Offensively, I mean, you can go a lot of different places. I like to go back to, you said you were old, right?
Oh, I am. Yeah, my partner over there, he's about 20 years younger than me, though.
Okay, well, you'll know the name Lamar Odom.
Yeah. Yeah, we know Lamar Odom. He's a Mav.
Yeah, and I mean, Lamar had massive skills at 6'9". Handle, and Cooper can handle it. That's what's impressive. And he can really pass it, play make, and he can score. And that's what he is on offense, Lamar Odom type, Scottie Pippen-like on the defensive end.
Do you think it's a shock to his system that he's going to end up with the Dallas Mavericks? Do you think he went into this thinking he was going to be somewhere else, and then surprisingly he ends up in Dallas?
Well, traditionally, if you look at the number one picks, right, they've went to the worst teams over history. So he probably thought he was going to go to a franchise and have to rebuild it. Mentally, he grew up a Celtics fan up in Maine. Mm-hmm. And so when he watched the NBA draft over the years, he said, you know, usually the number one pick or number two pick goes to teams that, you know, traditionally are at the bottom, have to work their way up. So he's very fortunate in that respect that Dallas, you know, is a playoff team when healthy. A team that can contend for the Western Conference Finals. And Cooper adds an intensity level, an energy level, a joyfulness to that roster.
It's Paul Biancardi, National Recruiting Director for ESPN. You think rookie year, he's a guy in the playoffs that you'd see coaches trusting next spring?
I'm sorry, say that again?
As a rookie, do you think he'll be a guy that the coaches would trust next spring when we get to the playoffs if they're in?
Yes. He's a trustworthy guy because he tries to make the right decision. He doesn't play with blinders on. He has great peripheral vision on defense, passing vision on offense. Look, guys, Cooper Flagg wants to do one thing, whether it's a pickup game, an ACC game, or an NBA game, and that's win. That's all he cares about. So if he has to make the hustle play, if he has to make the block shot, grab a rebound in traffic, make the assist or the free throws, whatever it is to help his team win, that's where his focus is. So I think the trust is going to be earned, you know, fairly quickly by Jason Kidd.
If the Mavs weren't done after Flagg and wanted to trade back into the first round late, who are the guys that you would want to look at if you were looking at the backcourt and finding that guy who could run some point for you?
I think Walter Clayton Jr. could do that. I mean, he's a scoring guard out of Florida, won the national championship, most outstanding player. He has a battle-testedness about him, a grit, a toughness, unwavering confidence. And you need these type of traits. Look at OKC in Indiana. They didn't have a lot of stars, but they had great role players with great traits. I think Walter Clayton Jr. could be that.
Hell yes, Paul. We mentioned that earlier during Crosstalk. I was like, I think Walter Clayton Jr. gives me a little Jalen Brunson vibes. Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy at all. Dylan Harper gives me Jalen Brunson vibes. When Dylan Harper, was in high school, in the middle of a broadcast, I called him a bigger, stronger Jalen Brunson. 6'6 lefty, 220 pounds, compact, tight, strong, mid-range shot, excellent in pick and roll, probably one of the best coming into the draft. But Walter Clayton Jr., yeah, I could see a little bit of Brunson because of the mental toughness factor.
So you mentioned Dylan Harper. Who else in this class? Like, how special can this draft class be with Trey Johnson out of Texas, VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor? We got a lot of Texas kids in this that I know a lot of fans across the country are excited about.
Yeah, I think the top of this draft is one of the best that I've seen in the last decade. Now, Cooper makes it one of the best. But Dylan Harper, NBA is very high on him. He's going to be a long-term pro, has the goods to be an all-star. And then VJ Edgecombe, played at Baylor, definitely all-star material. If he hits, Ace Bailey. I know there's a lot of controversy on where Ace wants to play. But, again, if he hits, Ace Bailey is maybe the most talented guy in this draft. Then Trey Johnson, he's the best bucket. He's a professional scoring guard from Texas who played at Texas at 6'6 with a 6'10 wingspan. I love his footwork, and I love his shot creativity. So this draft is really strong at the top. Every draft has value throughout and into the second round.
Hey, Paul, my background is as an NFL scout for 13 years. I did this. So draft night's always fun to be a part of. Who is the player, though, that you might be terrified that somebody might take in the first round?
Terrified?
Terrified. And I mean that in a way of like, man, I think he's got this ability, but I'm scared to death that he might not work out
boom
for me.
Boom or bust-like?
Yeah, boom or bust-like guy.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't want you to hammer kids.
I'm not interested in getting
no,
that.
I'm not afraid to hammer anybody. I'm a coach, though, right? You're an NFL guy. That's what we do.
Absolutely, yeah. There are players, when we talk about NFL draft, I go on record and say, man, I would not touch this kid. And I don't mean any disrespect, but I don't know. Is it that way in the NBA when you look at things like that?
Yeah, there's guys at a high risk, high reward. I mean, those guys are usually at the top of the draft. Guys that you would look at in the first round that you say, you know what, I don't know if he's going to pan out based on his ability. I would have to say, honestly, two things. One, the international kids, I don't know that well.
Sure.
And I don't trust a lot of the international kids unless they've been really well-groomed to play in the NBA. Now, they've been stars in our league, but a lot of those guys don't last long because they can't handle the physicality and so forth. So you may want to look for an international player not to make it after he gets drafted in the first round.
Paul, when I watch Trey Johnson play, I'm a huge fan. It's exciting. I don't know if there's enough discipline in that game to have him hit his potential. What do you think?
Discipline is probably something he lacks, but love of the game and competitiveness will override that. He loves to be in the gym. He loves to score. He needs to learn how to play with four other players.
Yeah.
At Texas, he could be the guy. They needed him to be that guy. In the NBA, he's got about 0.5 to 1 second to either score or move the ball, and he's not a ball mover. So, look, every player needs to be coached. You're not getting a finished product. I don't care if it's Cooper Flagg. So you have to coach something in these guys. And with Trey Johnson, you have to coach his defense, the ability to want to play defense, and make sure he gives you the effort on defense. And then on the offensive end, he's just got to understand a good shot versus his shot and then moving the basketball to keep offense flowing. All things that, you know, NBA coaches should be able to do.
I love it. Paul, thanks for being so generous with your time. I do have one more question if you got time. How about, what would you do if you're the Mavs looking at how many forwards you have with Flag in there? Obviously, you don't want veterans who are pressing you for minutes, and you have to develop your young player. But, I mean, there's like six or seven NBA rotational forwards in here.
Yeah. You got two centers, too, right? You got Gafford and Lively.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got P.J. Washington, too, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's up to Nico Harrison to decide, you know, which one to move.
Good problem to have.
To get a point guard. You got to move what you have the most of to get a point guard. That's what you have to do. But, look, I was really big on Derek Lively in high school. I had him as the number one player. Obviously, he's playing to his potential. He's been great for the Mavs.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis was the number one pick. You guys have three former ESPN number one prospects. So, going to have a good season when healthy.
I love it, Paul. Enjoy the draft, and thank you so much for your insights. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Salute. Paul Biancardi, National Recruiting Director for ESPN. You are quite welcome, sir. It's time to hit the C-note. We'll dial up the Cowboys news of the evening and look at the top headlines next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The fan. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. If you're watching the webcam, you just saw one of the few people here at CBS or Odyssey Intercom Dallas that's been here longer than me, the great Rick Liu. You know, maneuvering about, always making sure our computers and IT and everything's good.
He helped me with my phone the other day.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I broke down, got a new phone, and we have to have that, that you know, thing to get into the internet.
So oh, yeah.
He helped me out.
Oh, that, yes. That, the password.
The password thing is kind of.
It's always tricky. You got to have somebody around like Rick.
He is. You know? I felt bad to interrupt him during lunch.
Uh-huh.
I knocked on his door. He's like, who is it? Brian brought us. He opened the door. What do you need, Brian? I'm like, oh, the phone. He goes, okay, I'll take care of it. Next thing I know, I got an email, you know, like in between bites of the sandwich. Send me an email to get it fixed.
It is weird how tricky our internet can be, because I don't think anything's changed about it in a long, long time. But it can be weird. It can be very temperamental. It might be the most temperamental internet.
I'll tell you what's hard to do nowadays is remembering passwords and things.
Yeah.
When you're trying to like change carriers and doing this and that and the other. I mean,
yeah.
I had a situation where with AT&T, I got AT&T phone when I was working with the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was set up like Brian brought us at DallasCowboys.net kind of thing. So all my passwords, everything. And like, so now with the new business we're starting, I had to make some adjustments to our telephone services and things. And I was like, I couldn't remember the damn password, the username.
Yeah.
And I was on the phone last night for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to kind of get that. And it
miserable. I hate that.
It was just, gosh, it was just, I go, please just.
I'll put something off like that for years.
I had this call. I did this last night. It was, I thought about hanging up. I just thought about hanging up because I was struggling with communication. If you understand, mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like on the other end, communication with me.
Yeah. Having struggling to repeat things multiple times.
Yeah. And not get it right and all that. And I'm like, okay, it's BK. It's like, you know, so I was just trying to kind of talk through and I got to the point where I'm like, I'm just going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, if I give up, I might have to go through this all again.
Mm-hmm.
So I just
got to bear down.
I stuck it out. Yeah.
Nice job.
Stuck it out. Yeah.
Well, I got some C note here for you. We got a couple of audio cuts. Okay. Every day at this time, Cowboys news of the evening. Awesome story from Todd Haley, former Cowboys wide receiver coach. He was on with the podcast there with Clark. Who's that name? Ryan Clark?
Ryan Clark.
Yes. Yeah. Or Kevin Clark. I'm sorry.
Oh, Kevin Clark.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kevin Clark, the writer. Okay. Oh. Not Ryan Clark, the broadcaster, former player.
Yeah. They
player.
Brought him on that show, that Tim Kalashaw show. What was that called? What was that show called? They did, just went off the air.
Around the horn?
Around the horn.
Yeah.
They brought him on late in the game. He started just mopping up.
He was good. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's as good of a podcaster as he was a debater on Around the Horn, but here he was with Todd Haley talking about an interesting interaction between Dan Campbell and Bill Parcells back in 06.
You know, we were struggling. I think we had a big game against the Giants. Obviously, a big rival. It was in New York on national television. It was going to be a night game. I think it's the game Tony Romo actually might have got into the lineup after Drew Bledsoe. But practice on a Wednesday was going bad. I mean, and you could see Coach Parcells getting heated up. He was not happy with the way anything was going. There was no energy, and I see him call Dan over to his side and say a couple words to him, and Dan runs back into the huddle, and Parcells, with his arms crossed like he always did, walked over to me, and he said, "Watch this, Todd." A fight ensued on the next play, and Dan Campbell was in the middle of it. So, you know, as coaches, you got to do whatever you have to do to get things going in the right direction, and he knew that Dan was his man to get in there and stir it up and get that, and it worked. I mean, all of a sudden practice, everybody's hooping and hollering, excited, you know, and good things happened from there.
I love that. He was his enforcer. Do you remember who the fight was against, or was it just everybody?
Mix it up. Get something going.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that. I love that. The enforcer role.
Okay, horrible job by Clark here at the end of the cut calling him the enforcer. That's not what Campbell was
the
doing.
The enforcer role.
Campbell was instigating. Campbell was stirring the pot because the energy was stale and bad, and we're getting ready for the Giants. I need guys fired up. Yeah. And you know that fight will get you fired up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fight's going to be the highlight of your week all of a sudden. Woo. This is kind of fun. Who's fighting next, boys?
Let's
do this.
I loved it.
You know, I think the great coaches know you got to be able to press them buttons, Brian. Now, I know you don't like Parcells, but.
No. I don't have a problem with Bill Parcells. I think it's unfortunate. The thing that makes me mad about Bill is he quit 2 years after he got rid of me.
Yeah.
I needed him to stay in the league longer. Like, he gets rid of me, and then he gets rid of himself.
Yeah.
You know, I needed him to stay longer.
Yeah,
don't
fire me, come on.
Don't be a wuss and like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to coach. I don't want to. I don't know. You know,
got to fire you while I'm deciding. Yeah,
if you, mm-hmm. hey, if you're gonna quit before you get rid of me.
Okay, up next here in some Cowboys audio gold in the C note. Cowherd, speaking of wuss.
Oh, Cowturd.
Cowturd says Cowboys are going to be looking for another head coach next season. Here we go.
Prize moves. Number one, this is the least surprising of any I've done in the last 2 days. Brian Schottenheimer is a one and done. Jerry will know by Thanksgiving he made a huge mistake. Forget the fact that Philadelphia and Washington will probably both blow them out in division twice. We've got a lot of one and dones happening now. David Culley, Steve Wilkes, Urban Meyer, Nathaniel Hackett, Antonio Pierce, Jared Mayo. People liked Antonio Pierce. I mean, the Raiders played a lot of people tough, including the Chiefs. One and done happens all the time now. And as the NFC, there was about a 3-year window to make hay in the NFC where it was kind of soft. As John's pointed out, the coaching and the NFC are no longer soft. And I think Dallas is going to be humiliated on a lot of Sundays. That's my first surprise.
Wow, I think that is hot taking. Maybe that's bold prediction time. I think it's
good June radio right there, man.
That is?
Yeah. It's good June radio. That's what you want to do. You want to just in June, you just want to stir things up.
Spice it up.
Yeah, when nobody's really kind of like, everybody's taking a break. Everybody's supposed to be on vacation and all that.
Get after
just
it.
Just kind of go after it a little bit. Yeah,
I've been going after the Dak haters. You know, you got to have these fastballs that you can go to spice up the conversation a little bit. I just think it's horrible by Cowherd. Shoddy's got a 4-year deal.
Sure.
Jerry ain't firing him.
No. Yeah.
At least until 3 years are done. Maybe 3.5.
Yeah, look, he's got us talking about it. That's the idea right there.
No.
He's absolutely wrong.
That's what he does on his show.
But that's what I'm saying. But you have to come up with June content.
Right.
I've worked with people before, not in this station here, but other stations and stuff that I've done work with.
Randy.
Yeah, Randy would say something he would absolutely not believe a word he would say. But he knew for 4 hours everybody in Dallas would be talking about it, to the point where Stephen Jones would have to make a release that, like, no, we're not doing that. You know, Randy would go, watch this.
You idiot.
Watch this. I'm about to stir it up. and he would, Dez Bryant is a malcontent. He needs to be traded now. And next thing you know, man, the phone lines would light up. He'd take calls all day. Ian Fitzsimmons, you don't know what you're talking about. Matt Mosley, don't tell me that. You know, I mean, and then the end of the day, you would go like, Randy, you do not believe a word you just said. He goes,
give me a beer.
That's radio. That's radio, son.
You're damn right.
Yeah. I miss Randy so much. I saw him at my first training camp covering the Cowboys. And I think it's been 10 years now since he retired?
I tell you what, maybe more. And John Lund are the reason why I got into this thing. Yeah.
But you're right. That take's not good.
It's not a good take, but it's a June take.
Yeah, but for us to like sit here and now react to it, it's like Jerry's not.
Mission accomplished.
He's not firing a coach after 1 year. He's never done it in the history of him owning the Cowboys.
The other thing about Cowturd and the Cowboys is that this isn't herd country at all. Yeah. I mean, he is college football, I think, more West Coast and East Coast than Midwest or the South.
Pac-12er.
But did he ever have a radio station here? Has his radio show ever been covered in DFW? So I think
ESPN Dallas?
He might have just
Before he went to Fox.
Yeah.
So it might have just been on the...
But 20 years ago for a couple
years.
There's
also a reason, unfortunately, ESPN Dallas isn't here anymore. And maybe people just didn't want to listen to him.
I mean, did ESPN Dallas run him, though? Did they run that show that early?
Oh, I think they did switch to national, so they might have.
I was with ESPN Dallas in 2007, so I don't know. I mean,
they had a hell of a run. I mean, you had a good lineup there for a while.
903 says Gak was wonderful. Yeah. The name Gak always threw me off, but I did enjoy that show quite a bit. More Warren Sharp data for you boys.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Warren.
I went after him a little bit here in my latest YouTube video. How about wow? If you want to subscribe on YouTube right now, how about wow? All one word. Or you just look up my name. But this Warren Sharp data is actually a really good sign. Rate of running backs being stuffed for no gain in short yardage. Okay, rate of running backs being stuffed for no gain in short yardage. Cowboys were fifth best in the NFL at avoiding that last year. That was with Rico. Better than Philly.
Yeah.
By 3%.
That's impressive.
Okay, the worst teams in the league, Miami and New England, were stuffed for no gain 44% of the time. The average is in the very high 20s. The Cowboys were sitting there at 20%. So, I think the running success rate, good stuff from last year. Now they just need more explosives. and take a couple of those babies to the house. But I do think it speaks to the power the Cowboys had on the inside even last year, Brian. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, a lot of it had to do with the running. Yeah, they got better when they got, believe it or not, getting Zach Martin out of the lineup.
Yeah.
It kind of helped them a little bit because they were able to
have mobile bodies.
Mobile bodies to get movement, yeah.
Pro Football Focus ranked all the running back rooms, though. Where do you think they put the Cowboys?
28th.
32nd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is that fair?
Ah, gosh.
Probably kind of is, isn't it?
I think there's a lot of folks that if they have questions.
Too washed up in a fifth rounder?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of questions with folks about this group. I really do.
Yeah, it look, it does.
You got to prove everybody wrong.
They do.
They just do. You can't just sit there and say, "Oh, just because they've added two new coaches and a right guard that everything's going to be, you know, all roses." But you have to prove to me that you got a coach that's willing to call it. Coaches are willing to teach it, and then the personnel being able to execute it. Coaches talk about running the football and stopping the run every year at this time. Every year. Go out there and show me, like we were talking about, teams that, offensive identities, Arizona, team that runs ball well needs to work on pass. You know, okay, I'm encouraged. Their coach is over here now. He's going to try and help you run the ball. But don't be the lip service guy. Don't be the guy that's going to sit there and talk about, we just got to run the ball better, and then don't run the ball better.
You know? These guys better be able to do it, or I need a late summer thing or a trade.
Or Colin Cowherd might be right if they don't get things going running the ball.
There's a lot of, looking at this list, probably are the worst right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of other rooms that are better. I mean, I will say, I just don't want griping from those out there that think, like, you can find any running back anywhere, it doesn't matter. If you think this offensive line's going to be
good. Oh, you're taking a shot at Eric.
On his day off.
Bit. Yeah. I know Eric. It's more of the first round.
I love Eric and I love his takes. I think they're really good. I love running backs.
I mean,
I do. I think you have to have them.
A difference making running back.
Two
matters.
Corners and a running back made a difference for a Super Bowl team last year.
They did. I think the whole hate running back deal and their diamond dozen. And look, Isaiah Pacheco was awesome for a year. In the seventh round that you got him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he disappears at games. There's a reason he was a seventh round pick. Like, yeah, you can find a guy that'll be productive. Is he a difference maker? So the Cowboys have taken the opposite approach now, where they're not paying Ezekiel Elliott. They're not giving Tony Pollard $10 million a year for a franchise tag. And they've got one of the least expensive running back rooms in the NFL. Hopefully it works out. If it doesn't, I don't want to hear those people saying, well, if we mention a running back in the top two rounds, complaining about that.
In the 15 years I've covered them, they've only had two good ones, and it was when they spent premium assets. I do not trust them at all to find replacement-level running backs scraping the barrel. We're heading for Darren McFadden, Joseph Randall times, is what I'm thinking. And I just hope the passing game is so good that it gives whoever's running it easy looks, or maybe the Cowboys actually decide to go finish this roster. That's one of the questions I cannot wait to ask Jerry and Steven. Why not spend $5 million on a runner, $5 million on a safety, and like $8 million on a corner? That's $18 million of payroll. And try to actually like go win it. Especially seeing what Philly has done, and I can't wait to see how they squirm. I'm gonna pin them down on that one. Get some answers here in Oxnard, Brian. You know what I'm talking about. Where are you going with Krusty's Corner next?
I'll tell you what, man. I've got a question that we have not talked about all year about this Cowboys. We'll do that.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3, the fan, time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. And thank you very much to Reliant as well for being along with us today. I don't have any stories about elevator trips or anything like that.
Son of a B.
Were you worried about that?
I was hoping we'd get a follow-up.
No, I did have the experience I said earlier with AT&T.
That's right.
You know, and that's my fault. That's my fault for being a customer. Like, the Cowboys had a great deal, like, you know, AT&T sponsors, so we got to get a great deal. But I set up all my stuff, and I didn't remember all that. You ever have that happen where you just don't remember?
Yes, all the time. And I'm terrified now because my usernames and passwords are spread out across multiple Google accounts.
Yeah.
So they'll remember your username and passwords, but sometimes they don't know if I'm in the right Google account to have it be remembered. And it is it's terrifying, Brian. And it's getting worse because I have to keep adding more services.
Yeah, I'm to the point now because of the things we're doing with Crown Global Media, and I'm just trying to... You know, I'm trying to get things set up, and I'm like, okay, well, I have to set it up here, and I have to. Oh, you have to, you know, for your phone service, you have to do this. Oh, what's your AT&T? And I'm like, I set that thing up like 2011.
Crap.
You know, I mean, can you give me a hint?
Do you even have access to that email anymore?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's what I was trying to explain. I go, I'm trying to change my password and everything, but. You're sending it to
an old email,
and they're like, well, you know, we have to. And then they make you jump through these security hoops. I appreciate the fact they're making me jump through hoops, but I mean, it's like it took an hour just to change my email.
It's all got to be streamlined, I think, under the same Google account. It'll save all your passwords for you, and you can log in on mobile across multiple devices. You'll be good to go.
I'm learning. I'm really trying hard. I swear I'm trying to be better about this technology stuff, you know. All right, listen, last night, Vach and I were doing our little show, and I asked Vach a question about what player that we're expecting to be really good for the Cowboys turns out not very good.
I saw your guys' thumbnail on this.
Yeah.
I was intrigued.
See, and this is where, because I did this, Zach. I went with, like, boy, I'm really expecting Cooper Beebe to be good. Mm-hmm. But what if he's not? What if he doesn't have...
What if he pulls an Evan Carter?
Why would you put this out there?
No, but I'm just... It's okay, here we are having June conversations, you know?
Yeah.
But you're trying to make your thing... This is what Vach hit me with last night. He goes, what if George Pickens is as good as advertised?
Well, he wasn't going to say Tyler Booker.
No, I mean,
But what if Tyler Booker is a rookie... And he ends up following the path of these other Alabama linemen that, quite frankly, have not been very good first-round picks.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But it could.
But you know what? We've the whole time we've been doing this, the George Pickens conversation, it's been about, you know, it's about catching and deep ball threat and bad ball catcher, and everything about it has been so, so positive. But what if George Pickens isn't that good?
It'll be a reflection on Dak.
What if it's a situation where, like, Pittsburgh once again moved on from a guy?
Right, and their history of doing so has been everyone that's left has not been good.
20% drop off every time.
They know when to get rid of a wide receiver.
But this is different because their quarterbacks have been so bad, and this guy has produced and like led the NFL in yards per completion. I don't think there's any way he's bad unless Dak just won't throw it to him enough. Man. And part of throwing it to him is the art and the trust of, I don't know, but I think he can get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think the quarterbacks that he had, particularly Russell Wilson, were willing to do that for him. And I don't know. Dak is so see open, throw open that maybe the fit isn't perfect like it was at the end of Dez's career.
Man, I mean, it's also how are they going to use George Pickens?
Sure.
Like, there's so much unknown with this offense. Again, like, I don't know what type of offense this is going to be.
Right.
Maybe it ends up being very similar to what we've seen because Shoddy was here. They're saying a lot of things. They want to do condensed formations.
Emotions.
And tempo, right? They're using all the buzzwords that we like to hear.
Right.
But does that end up being something that we see on a game day?
Yeah.
I've got total PTSD from that not happening in the past. So, yeah, there is a fair question of how does George Pickens fit in, especially with a guy like CeeDee Lamb, who you know is going to need to get his targets.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of teams that probably wanted nothing to do with George Pickens.
Right.
Because there are maturity issues there. I don't think it was necessarily teammate stuff, but you can't be showing up.
I talked to people at Pittsburgh, and they were not. Yeah. And I think you did the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't hear anything bad about the human being. It was just like you got accountability, reliability,
right,
which is important to be a pro in the league.
Right.
So maybe he just matures and grows through there. I think Pickens is good. Obviously, BB going into year two. I mean, none of these I would necessarily have concerns of, but those are fair questions.
What about Bland?
Well, I was going to say Kyrie Elam.
Okay.
Kyrie Elam's kind of been the darling of the offseason thus far.
But we don't, our expectations of Elam are not high.
I think they've risen, though. I think they started really low, and now people are excited about Kyrie Elam.
The media access has helped, but guys that we haven't talked about that we just pencil them in as being, hey, don't worry about this guy.
Yeah.
Don't worry about this guy. And that's why I brought up BB. And there's some people in the comments I was reading this morning were like, man, there's nothing that BB's done to make me feel like that he's going to go backwards here. But if you also look at Pro Football Focus, like Dallas, like they play, like Pro Football Focus has got the Eagles and they've got the Giants up there as like two of the three best defensive lines. That's four games right there. Then you got Denver like at eight. I mean, there's like these defensive lines that you're going to have to play. And it might not just be Cooper Beebe. It might be the whole damn offensive line.
Which would be, this team's not going to be any good if that's the case.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. But if you really want to be good on offense, Cooper Beebe can't be bad. He can't take a step back.
Yeah, and I don't believe that he will. You know how I feel about him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's the whole point of the discussion.
Yeah.
If he is, then you're feeling like, oh, let me ask you this question.
Hold on. I got five guys for you, Brian.
Okay.
And we'll get to your next question.
Okay.
Dante Fowler's one of them because he had the big year in Washington. I don't think he can do that again. I think Dak is one of them. We're expecting 2023 Dak, but maybe we get 2024 Dak again.
I'm buying in. And that's the thing about it. Yeah, if Dak's bad, then we're going to be talking about the draft in November.
The quarterback we saw last year wasn't good. They were 3-5, and he wasn't playing well.
I think Miles Sanders, there's a chance he's totally washed up, and I think Sanborn and Murray might be pretty disappointing.
The linebackers are interesting because I like Kenneth Murray. There is a chance Kenneth Murray is just not any good.
See, that's
a star right now.
I saw again Pro Football Focus. They throw the Dallas linebackers down there at 28th.
Yeah, because there's a lot of unknown right there.
Yeah. Dallas, I think they got the defensive line, by the way, at 12. When you start to talk about the rankings of where they feel like the Cowboys' defensive line falls. But I let me ask you this, and it's going to circle back with Pickens, because I think there's been a lot of positivity about Pickens, and I'm cool with that because I think Pickens is a damn good player. If it doesn't work out, where do the Cowboys how does this affect the front office? How does this affect the front office if they use resources, a third round pick on a guy, and then it just kind of doesn't work. Is it the same as when Trey Lance? Is it
they'll the start to get a reputation for being horrible trading team, which is bad because if you're going to be one of the lowest spenders in free agency and not trade well, then I think it's a significant shot. Like, I think there's a number of things the Cowboys front office does well.
Mm-hmm.
They messed up a couple of drafts. And if these trades go bad, then I think it's just another reason to believe that, you know, you have one of the worst GMs in football.
I don't think anything changes for them because they don't change, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, this was
listen, we all hope it works.
Yeah. They got to go find a quarterback if this doesn't work, Brian. If you can't make it work with Pickens and Lamb.
Yeah, that's fair assessments. That's fair assessments. I'm just in that mode right now where I just the whole time I've just assumed that Pickens is going to be, you know, Pickens be fine. Don't worry about Pickens. Don't worry, Dak Pickens. I'll be fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
We haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Excited about Brandon Cooks, and then they did not use Brandon Cooks the right way.
My biggest concern with Dak and Pickens is that it's so good that they don't run enough. We're checking out of runs to go to more passes, and then you're not balanced. You don't get a running game good enough to stand up in January. I mean, we keep showing up with 3.2 yards per attempt in our run game and giving up 150 yards on the ground and expecting to win in the postseason. So, I think the looks are going to be so great. If it's not working, it's because you're letting them play clog and cover and not running the ball well enough to get them out of it.
Yeah, a lot. I think there's a lot on Schottenheimer, man. Yeah. A lot on Schottenheimer that way. Yeah.
We got two down. Thank one more guys, to go. Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Looking forward to that. What'd you call it? Crown Global Media.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw your Twitter avatar changed.
Oh yeah,
looks sharp.
Yeah, we got a lot going.
When's
on.
When's that starting?
The launch should be at the 1st of September.
Let's
go. What we're looking at right now.
Okay, Jared Sandler said to join us.
It was the 1st of September.
Day, remember.
That would be a jam. Okay, we'll get the latest on the Mavs and Cooper coming up at 4:20. But Sands is with us next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.